Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, into hour number two. Got a big guest coming up. Talk about the occult symbols all over our modern architecture. And it's made big news in Canada. It's very important with all this world news going on. Why am I going to spend time on this? You'll find out why. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Kyle in Ohio. Go ahead, Kyle.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
I'm just wondering, did you see the articles about the military's new uniform makeover with the new camouflage to blend in with buildings in an urban environment?
Yeah, in my film Police State 2000, made in 99, we show the new black and white pixelated computer-style uniforms that literally blend in like nothing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I just seen the article on the AP recently. They're going to do it. And I was walking through the toy store looking for toys for my kids, and they had what's called New G.I. Joe. They're called World Peacekeepers. Have you heard of those?
I'm not tooting my horn, but we have one of these dollar stores by my house. And about 4 years ago, they had these big G.I. Joe World Peacekeepers. They had these mean looks on their faces. And in one box I saw says you go out and defeat the evil militia.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And also they have the guns they use for door-to-door, you know, MP5s and close counters.
Sir, about half the military video games that are out there now, you're a UN battle lord. You crush the evil right-wing militias. You defeat the terrorists, the right-wing terrorists that work with Al-Qaeda. And our kids are all playing these games getting brainwashed.
Well, the one I seen, it had the pixelated uniform, the gray and the white and a little bit of black. So that was kind of scary.
Yeah, no, it's like a computer design, a fractal design, totally random.
Right.
Very effective. Yeah. Now, in my film Police State 2000, I have the Dutch and German troops in those uniforms training to confiscate our guns, and they admit this is training for America, and it shows mock interrogations of Americans asking them, where'd you get the guns?
Right.
Why are you resisting us?
I don't see why that, you know, it doesn't wake people up. I mean, that AP article is right there on the Yahoo page, and it says they're camouflaging for urban environments. That's not normal warfare. That's for door-to-door gun
confiscation. Well, it's all mount training. It's pacification of general public.
Right. And that's basically all I wanted to say.
Good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Let's talk to Tom in Texas. Tom, go ahead. Before Tom gets to the phone, I'm just going to say that, yeah, that's a major shift I've seen the last 4 or 5 years. You can't find toys. When I'm in Target or something, I look at the toys when I'm walking through those areas. You know, getting the kids Play-Doh or whatever. And you don't see American Stars or U.S. Marines anymore. It's all UN, World Peacekeeper, UN, EU. Okay, Tom, are you there?
Yeah, sure am.
Go ahead.
Okay, great show. I love all your stuff. I'm going to try some of your videos. I just want to hear what your thoughts were on the parallels that some people are now pointing out between this Jeff Gannon situation and I guess it was some stories that came out in the Washington Times and in I guess one of the New York Times in the late 80s about this, I don't know, some kind of a gay call person ring operating in Washington with lobbyists and politicians.
It's underage. Actually, a caller called about this last week. I've covered it many years ago with Senator DeCamp and others. But I have the actual Washington Times article from, 89, with underage gay call ring, midnight tour of the White House, and this particular nexus with these fake reporters the White House has got in there, I don't know anything about that. But I do know that, I mean, the New York Post reported last year they ship in top gay porn stars to, quote, service the Bohemian Grove members. I mean, that's New York Post. I mean, I've got Spy Magazine articles from the 80s about it. I've got Parade Magazine articles from the 80s. We can't play it on the air because he's cussing, but I have President Nixon, audio, it was in the text of the Harper's article decades ago, but telling Harper's about the horrible homosexual orgies.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you saw the Bill Maher show the other night, but they were, I mean, strongly suggesting, and he had Leslie Stahl on, he's talking about that, I mean, somebody in the White House, I don't know, somehow tied to this guy. I mean, they're letting him in, having him ask.
Stay there. I got a guest coming up, and I'm going to let you finish after the break. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the validated, vindicated UN weapons inspector, Scott Ritter, says he's got inside sources that we're going to war with Iran in June. I hope that's not the case. More on that coming up later. I also want to get into some of the new horrible police state developments here in the United States. Bush, again, pushing for total blanket amnesty for any illegal alien that's in the country or anybody that wants to come in, but telling us as citizens we've got to give up all of our liberties and freedoms. Here in about a minute or two, we'll be covering, well, this Globe and Mail article out of Canada, a building of secrets. Of secrets encoded clues, Manitoba legislature built as a talisman. Now, again, I got like five major Canadian papers, CBC, all these articles. This stuff is real, folks, and we've got a research fellow at the University of Winnipeg in Canada with a research post there joining us here in just a few minutes. But I said that I was going to let this next caller, Tom in Texas, finish up what he was saying. He was talking about this reporter who wasn't a reporter, who had a fake name, who was in these White House press briefings. And, of course, it's come out about Armstrong Williams, and Armstrong said, I'm the tip of the iceberg. Folks, there are thousands of reporters paid, in some cases millions, most cases hundreds of thousands of dollars, to go out and pitch different programs and to lie and to propagandize. And it's totally illegal. Bill Clinton did it to some extent. Bush is I mean, one program was $76 million for fake newscast pushing the Medicare-Medicaid prescription drug benefit changes of last year. But again, that's back of the paper. They give all this attention to Armstrong Williams and the rest of it. But the caller was bringing up all these news reports now of talking about this guy's connection to gay call rings, and it goes back to the 80s, and the Washington Times reporting on this. And again, I'm not really getting into it or going there, but it's just massive. But the media is kind of getting us to disassociate mentally from this and like, well, why did he have a fake name, and should he get in trouble? It's not, why did he work for a group paid for by the White House? Well, if you've got fake reporters, you've got to give them fake names so you don't track them back to the White House. So just all of their reporting is now suspect. Real fast, finish what you were saying, Tom.
I will stop there, but I just want to say this. You're talking about proving things that you and others have said for a long time. I think this does it. I mean, this is not a conspiracy theory. It's fact. You had a fake reporter who had access to the White House. People are being investigated for going to peace rallies. So it's just really disgusting and demoralizing, but I hope you'll keep reporting on this. Thanks a lot.
Well, I will. I mean, look, I coined the term propaganda placement. You know when you go see a movie at the cinema and they go, Doritos, or this Budweiser's delicious, or you see Coca-Cola cans, or for some reason in the movie all you see is hundreds of Ford Tauruses on the highway.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call. Take care, Tom.
Yeah.
They had the that show The Apprentice, and what was it, Virgin Airlines? For one season, paid, what was it, $36 million just to have Virgin Airlines mentioned by the contestants? That's product placement. Fine. It ruins television, ruins movies, but do it. That's not criminal, and it's manipulative, but that's what advertising is. Now, propaganda placement, and we're going to our guest who's holding patiently while I rant and rave, propaganda placement, which I hope you'll use the term and get it into popular use because I think it's an important term. I coined the term 4 years ago, wrote a big treatise on it, on propaganda placement, is this very process of, when you see Hollywood movies now, they admit the Defense Department is paying to have being drafted, going into the military, being promoted. They did it for a long time, letting Hollywood people use free jets and tanks and aircraft carriers, tens of millions of dollars in value. That's bad enough. Now it's, we're going to pay Hollywood to put propaganda in its shows. We've caught the gun control groups that spend tens of millions a year and get federal grants to put anti-Second Amendment messages in the TV shows and movies. That's why you'll be watching an episode of Friends and they'll go, hey, the New World Order's taken over. World government's here. That's just the way it is. Just out of the blue, they say that. Turned out that was paid for. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. I apologize to our guest who's been holding patiently. Again, he's a research fellow at the University of Winnipeg in Canada, Frank Albo. And he has made a real splash in Canada. And, Frank, good to have you on with us.
Nice to be on, Alex. Thank you.
You bet. I've never seen, I mean, it's on Discovery Channel and History Channel. They admit that Washington's set up as a giant pentagram. And I've seen it in a few places, but really, you're getting massive attention in Canada. Tell us all about it.
Well, the attention, I think, is probably geared towards the fact that I'm approaching this as an academic. I'm reviewing the building, its proportions, its correspondence to ancient temples, its incorporation of Masonic motifs, Hermeticism, ideas that were quite flourishing in the Renaissance and onwards in what today are called, you know, occult societies or, you know, esoteric philosophy and the like. My examination of this building has strictly focused on this building, and it's extraordinary the level of depth, sophistication, that ideas of temple ideology and masonry are incorporated in the building, from the mosaics on the floor to the dimensions of the columns, all the way down to the figure which crowns the building, which most think is merely an icon of Manitoba's youth and enterprise, but really is designed and modeled after Hermes, who most people who have some education in this area would know is the great father of esoteric philosophy, alchemy, magic, and the like. And it's his position up there which makes it noted, at least from my perspective, why there would be such a level of sophistication throughout the building, all the way down to numerology, one room in particular that's built to the cubit dimensions of the Holy of Holies of Solomon's Temple. I mean, following the dimensions of Solomon's Temple in a building in the middle of North America, that is amazing.
Well, it is, but when they just coronated or christened a month ago, 3 weeks ago, the new Austin City Council, it is building a dorm with all these different occult symbols. It's built out of bronze and brass, decked with all of these designs. It's 3 6-story buildings, and I pointed this out, and then they had a Wiccan come, and coronate it in an official city ceremony. That was the front page of the paper. So, I mean, this stuff's really kind of coming out of the closet these days. But I noticed in one particular article, it describes how you first woke up to this or got your interest peaked. You were driving past the building. Tell us what you noticed.
Well, I noticed for the first time, even though, and I should preface this by noting that sometimes things are so blatantly in your face that you fail to recognize some of the details.
Well, that's part of their religion. In fact, I have the data page on InfoWars.com called Illuminati Secret Language Hidden in Plain View. That's part of their religion, but go ahead.
Right. Now, hidden in plain view is quite the mandate to concern ourselves with here, because I noticed that there were 2 Egyptian sphinxes flanking the north pediment of the building. Now, of course, sphinxes have nothing to do with the prospects of Manitoba at the time the building was christened. But what is interesting is, and I did my background, my graduate work is in ancient Near Eastern religions, is that Sphinx symbolized something else. But what really drew my attention to those sphinxes is that I found that they bore an inscription, a bona fide hieroglyphic inscription that you can't see from ground level, but from the roof. And I had it translated by a noted Egyptologist in Canada, and it translated basically as an invocation to the sun god Re. That already in and of itself is quite remarkable, but in the middle of the inscription was a cartouche of a very known pharaoh, at least in ancient Egypt, named Thutmose III. And what was remarkable, at least in my discoveries, is I could not situate this pharaoh with Manitoba history in the smallest measure. But what was led to is that Thutmose III actually has a bona fide place of high esteem among secret societies, namely Rosicrucianism and Freemasonry, because at least from his annals, about 3,500 years ago, he established what was...
He set up the universities of mystery religions.
Right, apparently so. Now, this is hard to corroborate as an ancient historian, but in the minds of those who venerate
him... Well, no, I mean, he is accredited with setting up the first universities on planet Earth. I mean, that's admitted. I've even seen that on the History Channel. But let me just say this. Now, again, for those that don't get this, their religion is embodied in architecture because the secret construction guilds started in Egypt. The mathematics of how to build buildings was very well guarded because it brought great power and esteem. The second highest level in Egyptian hierarchy of government was the head construction masters, so they handed this down secretly through secret societies. Then it goes into Solomon and the temple, then into the Masons of today. Go ahead.
Right. That's quite the history. I know this isn't the official version, and most of my academic peers would undoubtedly sneer at such a chronology, but the idea is that within certain secret institutions, that is what they deem to be the, bona fide chronology.
Well, I've had family that were 33rd degree Masons.
Right, right. Now, this was pretty much my introduction. I almost fell off my chair when I found that out. But this pretty much springboarded a whole Indiana Jones type of adventure that even led me to what is an artistic representation of the Ark of the Covenant.
This is incredibly powerful.
In
stay with us. We'll be right back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Folks, I had great uncles, great grandparents, and I go to my grandparents' house in East Texas. They got the old Masonic books in there. The Lone Star State of Texas was founded by Masons, and they're not all evil because it's compartmentalized. The lower level members don't know what they're part of at the higher level, and the higher level Masons don't think they're worshiping Lucifer. And, you know, the classic devil, they think Lucifer is Ra or the sun god or the illuminated one, and they think Christians have just warped all of this. So It's amazing stuff. And in D.C., it's all laid out like this. But we're talking to a research fellow with the Research Post, the University of Winnipeg, who has, well, I was just talking to him during the break. Masons are now admitting this to him and trying to actually even help him out. I guess because now they think it's, quote, the new age. The new age is dawn, and they're supposed to reveal all this. We're seeing all this revealing. But please continue with the, when you figured out the Masonic qubit was the qubit they were using, this measurement, then you entered that in, and it opened up a whole world to you just with this particular government building, the legislature in Manitoba.
Right. You know, my as I indicated earlier, my academic background is in ancient Near Eastern religion, and part of that is that you learn the conventions of ancient temple practices, how they were designed and whatnot. And my early argument with the building was that it followed the plan of an ancient temple, and it does, right down to the smallest detail. And as every temple contains is the inner sanctum, or at least in the Judeo-Christian tradition, the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant rests. And I was able to find that particular room in the building. However, where I reached a small impasse for temporarily is that the measurements of the room, the actual measurements of the room, which were 24 feet, did not fit into any qubit arrangement that I knew that was employed in the ancient world, meaning it wasn't the Greek qubit, it wasn't the Roman qubit, it wasn't any other standard form, or the Egyptian qubit, and this was an impasse in my dissertation. But it occurred to me later that Masons also incorporated a particular type of qubit, which was different than any other ancient form of qubit, and that qubit measurement, when I employed that number into this room, which I knew by the convention of the building was laid out to be the Holy of Holies, it turned out to be exactly the size that is indicated in the Book of Kings as the size of the Holy of Holies. Now, just to add a measure to this hypothesis, is that directly above that room, hidden, is, well, it's actually overt once you look at it, but directly above that room is a square war chest flanked by two winged warriors, which is the typical description of what the Ark of the Covenant looked like. Now, at this point, I felt this was clearly established. The room followed the dimensions of the Holy of Holies.
Meanwhile, outside, you've got sphinxes. You've got the sphinxes,
right,
with this carving that can only be seen from above.
Correct.
Where the sun god is at high noon.
Correct. In fact, they face east and west, these sphinxes, so it was quite typical in the ancient world that inscriptions, hieroglyphs, were thought to contain divine power just by the very nature of their shape.
And so the profane shouldn't be able to look upon them. The key, and literally key inscriptions should only be visible by the deity.
Perhaps.
No, that's why it's on top, but go ahead.
Right, and so in the course of a day, the sun, symbolically speaking, of course, because we're speaking about the symbolism of a temple, would be ritually empowered. The building gains ritual empowerment through this inscription, which basically reads, "To the everlasting manifestation of Ray, the good God who gives life." Now, the question is, what does Ray give life to? In the ancient world, Ray gave life to icons so that they could perform their function.
He gave power to powerful.
Power to obelisks, power to representations of the deity. And what I found was quite remarkable.
He
is
basically
that,
possessed through these.
That could be your
things were,
your reading.
Things were christened or born again.
The idea in the mind of the ancient Egyptian is that the heavenly orb, the sun, gave power. It actually imbued things with power. And in temple construction, the things that were endowed with power were the icons that warded off evil, protective icons. And
now, we got a break, but when we come back, I want to get more into this. But
right.
I want you to think about this. Are you aware that François Mitterrand's glass pyramid outside the Louvre is 666 pieces of gold glass?
Oh, I can one-up you with the 666, which happens to occur in this building.
Of course it does, but it does here in Austin as well. But and then within it, we have the 666 dimensions of a black pyramid beneath it. Stay there. We'll hear about 666, the number of the beast.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
The Revelator was given the message that the enemy would bring in world government and kill two-thirds of the world population's number was 666. You'll find this number everywhere. Our new buildings here in Austin, 3 6-story buildings, but that's not enough. Occult icons all over the building, and they had a witch coronated. Christen it. This is serious business, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to research fellow at the University of Winnipeg in Canada, who's in the Globe and Mail, CTV, just a whole bunch of other major publications, because he's documented it. I mean, it's right down to the finest detail. But tell us about the 666 that you found in the building.
Right. Now, I know this number certainly wreaks havoc in the imagination of the West because of its reference to the Book of Revelations, as you've noted. Although
I know it's not that bad, but I mean, tell us their reason for it. It's a friendly thing.
Well, I can't quite comment on that, but I do know that before the reference in Revelation, 666 was the number of the sun, because if you add numbers 1 to 36, those numbers together add to 666, and the sun god is the ruler of the 36 constellations, and these were worn as talismans by ancient priests and whatnot. But my reference to the 666 in the building correspond to the incorporation of the sun once again. So in the first room, major room, the grand staircase hall in this building, arguably the most impressive in Canada, its actual floor plan is 66.6 feet square. Now, I found that remarkable, not only because the Sphinx inscription is directly above that room.
By the way, so is the Austin City Council building. Would you like to come down here and see it?
Well, I would require that invitation.
We might have to have you come down, but please continue.
This particular room, which in ancient temple lore typically warded off evil. The idea of the temple was that you used, so to speak, evil to ward off evil. And that's why there's busts of Medusa, cattle skulls,
and Anton LaVey of the Church of Satan called that black magic. That's black magic using evil spirits, using evil force to do good or to empower yourself.
Well, a hermeticist, I'm afraid, would part waters with you and talk about the tradition of temple construction from the earliest point of time.
I understand, but you studied this. Let me just be point blank with you.
Right.
Are you a believer in this yourself?
No. What I understand is, and just simply as an academic measure, is that people did. And that
so are you an atheist, a Christian, an agnostic?
No. I'm certainly a devout religious person. I'm Christian, in fact. But my discussions of this building were noting how the level of detail, not only for an ancient architect, that this particular architect would have known the conventions of an ancient architect, but there were things that I couldn't explain, such as the Sphinx inscription, the Holy of Holies room, the Ark, and this 666 incorporation. I cannot explain that as an ancient historian, but where I can explain it is in the ideology of Masons and those who deem architecture to actually have a profound power, a talismanic power.
No, that's what they believe. Listen, we have the Frost Bank building here in Austin that they just completed, and we've even talked to the architect. They admit it looks like a giant owl. It has giant eyes looking east and west, and I'm sure you know about owls and their talisman type power in their lore.
Right. My understanding of the symbol of the owl only connects it to Athena, the goddess of wisdom, because the owl is all-seeing and whatnot.
Well, the Egyptians had the god. It was seen as a harbinger of destruction and power and, as you said earlier, empowerment.
Right. In the case of this one room, the 666 is at least as I understand it.
Let me ask you a question. Have you seen the movie The Chronicles of Riddick?
No.
Well, I'm
afraid to spend too much time in the library, Alex.
Well, no, I was going to say this. I don't see a lot of movies either. But the point is, in this movie, the evil group that takes over your planet, I'm using this as an analogy, folks, drops their big icons in the city. You know, these big towers. And so I use that as an example for those that watch popular culture for what this owl is in downtown Austin. Go ahead.
Right. Well, you know, I think people are divided on the idea of secret society. Some seeing them as a, you know, a cabal controlling all forms of government and in lieu of a one world order. And then there is the idea, at least as a historian, that as I've pursued it, is that notions of philosophical occultism from Gnosticism right to Hermeticism in the Renaissance went underground and emerged in secret societies in the 16th century.
Well, let me try to boil this down.
Right,
when they're not in power, they're revolutionaries. When they're in power, they're absolute despots. And really, it's just today we see modern intelligence agencies, secret operations, pyramidal power structure through compartmentalization. Today, what we call intelligence agencies are set up along the old secret society models. They've just removed the religion from it, at least on the surface. Then you go to these buildings, there's occult stuff all over the place there as well.
Right. So far, my experience, at least from the government, the premier, the ministers of Manitoba, is been quite favorable. Not simply on the press, but I think that I've well established myself, even as even in the face of academic critics, that there is something going on here which cannot be explained simply as a classical structure.
Well, we've never
whatever.
Talked before you came on the air, but you came right out and said, basically hidden in plain view, and that's what I've written about and talked about. That's also part of their religion, not just these buildings as talismans or as power bases like the pyramids or these obelisks like we have in D.C.,
right.
The Washington Monument, the Texas Monument, but also it is a religious rite. I mean, they worship these things.
Well, you know, it's funny that you should mention obelisks because in the original plans of this building were flanked by two obelisks, and you need go no further than Heliopolis in ancient Egypt to find that temples were typically flanked by two obelisks. So these things for me were just kind of measures of the building's incorporation of ideas. Now,
well,
currently
about...
there's no obelisk there, but there is one very hidden, and I've been able to point that out.
Okay, tell us about the hidden obelisk.
Well, it's crowned by a bust of Cartier, kind of a political hero of Canada, but its base was designed by the architect, and it follows the kind of pyramidal, elongated pyramidal form of an obelisk.
Oh, yeah, they stick a head up on top of an obelisk. Yeah.
Right. And, the other thing is that in
well, you've been to graveyards and seen all the obelisks.
Yeah, of course.
The Masons, yeah.
Now, in the center of this building is, and typically for a temple is where, you know, the sacrifice altar would be, and I've made measurements that corresponded this particular, the balustrade there, to altars of ancient temples. But what you find here, which is really unique, another hidden thing in plain view, which is entirely Christian, is the Great War mural in the building, which, you know, at first glance, it just appears to be military figures dressed in their regalia, what you could see is a image of the Virgin holding the beloved child, and also a figure like Jesus. Clearly, I mean, this is once I point this out, it's kind of like putting on those 3D goggles where the image is suddenly, you know, brought into view once you put on the goggles. The goggles that I've asked historians to look at, art historians, are the figure in the center is Jesus. He's being helped along by figures bearing the cross. And, you know, just these planted seeds suddenly awaken this mural to the idea that it's a representation of Jesus. And Jesus would be perfect for this building because Jesus represents the ultimate sacrifice in the Western tradition. And there are other ideas to Jesus being referenced in this room.
In the middle of this occult compound,
right.
We've got a hidden image of Christ being sacrificed.
No, well, Christ bearing the cross and being
yeah.
helped, as it's noted in the Gospel.
Yeah, and then that gets into Hiram Abiff.
Well, perhaps you can enlighten me on that. I mean, my background ancient history.
That's the ritual killing that the Masons do over and over again.
Oh, right.
Did you hear about Long Island last year where the Masons blew the guy's head off?
No.
Yeah,
I'm afraid I didn't.
During a ritual, they accidentally loaded real bullets in it. They normally just shoot the guns off by their heads and threaten to kill them if they ever let any secrets out. And it was accidentally loaded, and they blew the guy's head off. And, oh, the guy got probation that blew his buddy's head off because the top cops are all Masons. Now, if you type in, though, during, you know, into Google, you will find other cases where Masons accidentally blow heads off. And you'll find the Klan during rituals that are identical, because it's Masonic, blowing people's heads off. Were you aware of that?
No. I can't comment on that, but I can comment on a metaphor.
But nobody ever gets in trouble. It's always accidental. Go ahead.
Right. Well, what I can comment in the building, at least in this particular room that I just noted, the rotunda, the center of the building, that there is a metaphor to the entered apprentice rite. And during this rite, what happens is the initiate is asked by the master, what are the three ornaments of the temple? And the response is a blazing star in the center, surrounded by an indented tessel and a mosaic pavement. Now, each of those items, I know this is you know, fancy smancy Masonic terms, but the idea is that a mosaic pavement is just black and white squares, and the tessel is just an ornamented border. Now, this room has a blazing star in the center, a black eight-pointed star, surrounded by each of these things. Is this a reference to this particular rite, which talks about the center of the temple? Perhaps, and what at least for me makes that measure even more compelling, is that we do have one eight-pointed star that I know of in a legislature, a Capitol building,
this is like walking into a Chuck E. Cheese pizza place and saying, is this a pizza place? I mean, it's like walking into the Capitol and saying, is this a Capitol? I mean, you're like going, is this? I mean, you knew about François Mitterrand, obsessed with Egyptology, obsessed with the occult. His life work was where these 666 pieces of gold glass. Then beneath it, you have an inverted black pyramid that hangs down out of the ceiling into the Louvre, and then its exact measurements come out to 666. I mean, come on.
Well, I appreciate your fervor and enthusiasm to a high measure, but you must understand I'm having to convince people that strain on a gnat. Each element I have to delicately tease out in order to establish.
Well, when I leave the studio today and I get in my car, I'm going to go, this is a car. So I know it's a car. It's got lights, got a steering wheel, got an engine, it's a car.
Right.
And but again, you talk about this hidden in plain view. It's all over the place. You want to hear the speeches that Bush and others give. They all the time during his State of the Union, during his swearing in, all of this stuff, he's dropping Masonic phrases.
Well, you know, for my interpretation of this building is that it's beautiful. It's stunningly beautiful. It follows ancient plans. It has this incorporation of high-level motifs that are clear, that are hidden, and then once exposed, a certain other dimension of its sophistication comes out. But I just wanted to finish with the eight-pointed star, and this is something that hasn't been published or looked at. And trust me, it's given some level of, you know, I even hate to say trust me, because then people say, oh, then I shouldn't trust you. What are you talking about? Well, you can go to your own state capitol in Minnesota, which has an eight-pointed star in the center, and what they won't explain to you at the Minnesota Historical Society or the woman who did her dissertation on the building is that a strange rite happens there, the so-called laying in state rite, where former governors, vice presidents, Hubert Humphrey, John Johnson, Frank Kellogg, senators who have had this opportunity to lie in state on this eight-pointed star for a public ceremony. Now, what no one's been able to explain
is that they're all Masons. You didn't know Ronald Reagan did that?
Yeah, but Ronald Reagan did that in Washington, not in the Minnesota State Capitol.
Yeah, but let's stop. Finish what you just said about the Masons. I talked over you.
Sorry, that this particular building, which has the closest association with the building in Canada, the one in Minnesota, built in the same style, Beaux-Arts, neoclassical, with an eight-pointed star in its rotunda, has this particular rite that no one knows why these people are selected, and it was later confirmed to me when I had an opportunity to give a tour to all the highest level Masons in the country, in Canada, of the building. I gave a tour to them last year. I said, you know, I found it interesting that there were all these figures that had this opportunity to engage in this rite in the Minnesota State Capitol, but no one's been able to explain to me why it occurs and why these people get selected. I received an email about 2 weeks later from one of the attendees, I believe it was a grandmaster from one of the provinces, who confirmed that each of those members, each of those names, were Masons. Now, to me, this raises eyebrows. I don't know if there's any rites, and
let me stop you.
That there's not happening in Manitoba.
Frank, it's almost as if you read my mind. I was going to say, in these buildings where they have these temple chambers, the whole building's a temple, obviously, but the inner chambers, I was going to say, on certain Masonic dates and at funerals and other things, go to those places and you will see rituals going on.
Right.
Right out in plain view. Now, while a tour is being led by.
I can't comment on that, Alex, and perhaps you could send me some literature that could, you know, help.
I'll tell you what, give out your email, and you'll get a lot of garbage. You'll get a lot of real stuff, too. Our listeners are experts. Why don't you give your email out?
It's Frank Albo, FrankAlbo at Rogers.com. That's RogerS.com.
It's FrankAlbo at Rogers.com.
Correct.
FrankAlbo at Rogers.com. Do you got any websites or anything at the university where you've posted any of your findings?
Well, what I'm in the process of negotiating with the minister in Canada is to build a website that would highlight these features and so that it's open for speculation.
All right, and the Masons are helping you. They're happy because they believe the new age is here and it's time to reveal themselves. We're going to come back and start taking your calls. Our guest will be with us 30 minutes in the next hour. Then I got a bunch of other world news we'll be covering.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current herbal healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The groups we're talking about are the people bringing you world government. And the lower steps of the pyramid, their members believe they're helping society out and trying to uplift mankind. But I've studied them. I've snuck into their rituals. I snuck into Bohemian Grove in July of 2000. It's been in major publications. They admit I snuck in, got the first and only video of the ritual as they worship Moloch, the Canaanite deity that children were sacrificed to. They bring in a mock effigy of a baby, a child, and burn it in front of Moloch. It's sick. And you can see the video of that ritual and our infiltration and the British media covering our infiltration in my film, Dark Secrets, inside Bohemian Grove. It's 2 hours long. In the five-hour special that was on the Trio Network using my footage, they only used about 10 minutes of the ritual and then just basically made excuses for the rest of it. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove, or call toll-free to get a copy of the film or any of the films I produced at 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Now understand, they don't think they're worshiping the devil. They think that the devil is God, and that Christians are just mistaken about all this, that the devil is God, and that the devil is just the how we see the manifestation of the destructive side of the architect, the grand architect, as they call him. Folks, their fruits are evil. The Bible is correct. It lays out who we're dealing with. And it's serious, so I hope you'll get Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove to find out just how out of control these people are. 1-888-253-3139. I know Ron and Steven and Tom and Bart and a bunch of other people have been holding for eons, and you probably have been holding since before the guests got on, so there's a bunch of different issues you probably want to talk about. I want to get more into the occult language hidden in plain view in the next hour with you. Again, Frank Albo, who's a research fellow at the University of Winnipeg in Canada. But right now, let's go to the calls for our guest. Let's talk to Ron in Indiana. Go ahead, Ron. You're on the air.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a question about, it's not quite what you're talking about, but building number 7, they later on, I didn't hear this at first, but later on they said, well, it was going to be pulled. Wouldn't that require every other building I've seen, you know, with the demolished, you know, they have to have paperwork. They have, the cameras are there to take pictures and all that. What happened, and why didn't they tell, from what I heard of the people inside, they didn't know it was going to be demolished.
This is hidden. This is hidden in plain view again.
Yeah.
Larry Silverstein goes on PBS and says, we blew up Building 7. The official government report is they don't know why it fell. And there was only one person that died in Building 7. They were warned. They did evacuate. And then they blew the building up. So.
But they weren't warned. I mean,
they were warned. Yes, they were.
Did, like 2 days before?
Oh, no. Obviously, the explosives were put in weeks before.
Right.
You don't
if they were actually going to pull the building, this would have had documentation
They claim fire brought down Building 7. And they go, well, we're not quite sure. Well, why didn't the building in Madrid that burned 10 times as hotter and for 2 days fall? Steel building had ever collapsed. But look, all that's academic. They admit they blew it up. The firefighters told AP reporters to get back. We're going to bring it down. Thanks for the call. Really good points. Any comments to what he was saying, Frank?
I'm afraid I have nothing to add.
All right. Yeah, I apologize. We had callers holding from beforehand, and I'm going to go to them. Hopefully, they'll bring a point up to you. We got to clear these lines out so we can get the folks that actually want to talk to you. Here in about 70 seconds, we'll be back with the third hour of this worldwide transmission against tyranny. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're honored to be joined by this great academic researcher, research fellow there at the University of Winnipeg in Canada, Frank Albo. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. Hour 3 straight ahead.
Berkey Walker.